Yes. So what I'll do is I'll just put this up on the website, so there'll be two pages. One will be question one and two, and the other will be all the others. Is that okay? Because I don't know how to merge files. And this will be on my, yeah, I just sent you the link. So I'll just load it up. How it loads up, and it depends on the settings that you have. So it'll be a WAV file, WAV file, which is an audio file, and it's a Windows audio, so anybody who has Microsoft will be able to open it. When you click on the link, either one of two things will happen. Either one, it will start playing, or two, it'll download the file to your machine. So that depends on your settings, not on the way I do it. So you click on the link, it'll either open an audio file and it'll play it for you, and if it doesn't open it, you'll see in the bottom left hand corner it'll be downloading an audio file, and just double click on it and it'll open and play. Is that alright? So that's your instructions there. So back to our mock paper. So, mock paper, right. So, as I told you before, the real paper is going to look very like the mock paper. So you will have six questions, so section A, section B, and then question one, question two, and then this is your section. So the idea is, yeah, two questions in this. And in the 10 minutes you have reading the paper, just find the two questions you find the easiest. That's probably the easiest way. And even though I said, you know, question one, question two, if you find one of these easier, there's no problem with starting with one of these. The reason I say start with question one or question two, they're 30 marks. In an exam situation, would I prefer to be working on getting 30 marks or 20 marks? I prefer to get the 30 marks. So if you get the big ones out of the way first, that's fair enough. So, if I go down through it, so, question three on the mock paper is, what information should be obtained on a business-to-business new account application form? Now, I have given you a sample of an application form. That is a possible question on application forms.
That's okay. Good question.
That's a good question. You like that, man? Okay. So, we'll see what we can do. So,
application forms are designed.
Yeah, remember
the
before.
New customers form?
Yes, the new account form, yeah. So again, just read the question. In terms of if you want a hint, and you know the way the two questions, I've given them the two papers. So it is either an application form or the information sources you need to open an account.
VAT.
What?
VAT.
VAT. No. You know the sources of information if you're opening an account, where you get the information.
So trade
references, websites, all that kind of stuff. So you should have notes. So it's either on an application form or on what sources of information should you use. So that's that, exactly. So that's the new account application form. And
the information that's on that for us to,
yes,
and exactly as you have our own version.
You're better off sticking to that.
Because I might have bullet points when I was dealing with a mock one. Can you do it like that?
Yeah.
Depends on what the question is. What's that question say? So what? No, that just says what information should be obtained. So absolutely bullet points is perfect for that. Because it just said, if it says draw up an application form, then you do name and a line, address and a line. So that's that. So I told you before, you know, so that's that. I know it's not a hint, but it won't be draw. So either an application form or what source of information do you need? So that will be question three. Is that okay? Question four. Now, question four is a bit of an oddity, so I don't know why I get all sorts of enthusiastic and decide to change things. So, there certainly could be a letter. So, the elements that the excellent letter, collection letter, contains. So, if it is on a letter, I've given you the elements, you know, in terms of, you know, the name and address, what it's about, the three paragraphs, call to action, remember all that good stuff. So that is the elements. And then write a sample letter to your customers. If that's a question there, just write, "Dear Mr. Jones." Now, if you start off, "Dear Mr. Jones, I am disappointed you ignored my last letter," I will get very upset. Is that okay? And again, so early in the exam, the last thing you want to do is upset me. So that's that. So a collection letter is certainly a possibility there.
Sorry, what were the words again we shouldn't use?
The four words that I said I never to use. Yeah. Yeah.
Me and our.
Exactly.
What about us?
If "us" refers to you and the customer, then that's okay. And if "we" refers, so we need to sort this out.
Please let us know.
Please let us know. Yeah, okay. Well, you have to put in a call to action. Yeah, yeah.
So,
me, we, and our. The reason I say not to use "I, me, we, and our" is if we use those four words, the letter is about us. And we know our customers don't care about us. So we change those words to "you." But yes, please call me on, like, that's okay, because you're giving them an instruction of what to do. That's fine. So it's not a no-no. If you say "our terms," like, so what? I haven't paid you. So that is a letter. So a letter could be one. And if it's not a question on a letter, it'll be a question, and I know this is random, and I apologise, on liquidators and receivers.
So it's not a collection
letter, it's
liquidators.
Yeah. But hold on, rather than getting... Look, hold on now, before you destroy us all with negativity. You have six questions you have to answer two. If you don't like the question on receivers and liquidators, don't answer it. Okay. Is that okay? You will have enough choices in the rest of the paper.
One more question. You have to answer two of six.
Two of
is
six.
Is there any point to answer for more than two? No. Or will the remarks as
yes.
Well?
No. Yeah, we covered that earlier. If you answer a third question, okay,
as an extra in case.
Yeah. And if you have time, I wouldn't rush to do a third one. If you're finished, there's 20 minutes left to close the time, I would do a third question. And what I will do is I will correct the three questions and I will give you the best two marks. Okay?
So it has many marks.
All the marks are the same. It's 20 marks for each of these questions and it's 30 marks each for question one and two. So that's a given. If there is a split question like there, it's 10 marks each. And again, if there is questions like that, 10 marks and 10 marks. You know, we said we give 40 minutes to the big questions, we give 20 minutes to these questions. So if there is, say, a question like this, what should be in a letter, and write one, then you have 10 minutes for each one from a time management perspective. Yeah? And it won't happen. If there was 15 marks for section A and 5 marks for section B, then spend 15 minutes on section A and 5 minutes on section B. You want to maximise your marks.
Will there be a clock in the room?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, as I say, I will give you a half hour time checks. So, you know, so if you do run, you know, whatever. So that's a bit of a random one. Question 5 in your mock paper is explain the legal process to obtain and enforce a judgment. Yeah? There is, that is a question for the exam. Okay? And the exam question, I can tell you now, is going to be easier than that. And all I can tell you at this stage is, it is either obtain or enforce. So do you remember obtaining a judgment, the steps that you went through to get a judgment, and enforcing a judgment is the registration, the sheriff, the installment orders, the garnishee orders, all the other things. Yeah? So one is to get a judgment, it's your summons and your affidavits and all that good stuff. And then enforcing it is your enforcement options. So it could be one or the other. And if you don't like it, don't study it. Yeah? So that is that. Question 6 is, the question is exactly the same in terms of write a note on each of the following in relation to write first time. We did a whole lecture on write first time, and I went through filing, credit notes, cash allocations, record keeping. There was other sections as well, like customer file maintenance and all that kind of good stuff. So it can be from any of that, you know, so it may or may not be the same as is on the mock paper. There's about 15 different, it's 10 or 12 different sections that we covered in that, in terms of getting it right at the start. Yeah?
So they always have like just 5?
There's always 5, yeah. So always 5. So there will be a list of 5 in the right first time that you have to. And again, in terms of writing a note on, you have 20 minutes to answer the question. There is 5 notes that you have to write. It's 4 minutes per note. So we're not expecting a novel. Yeah? So be ruthless with your time management.
So say for example, like what we're going for 5, we're going to keep it short.
If you want to. Well, again, I suppose both from an efficiency level, you know, the importance of, like, in this day and age, there are still people who have to get down their hands and knees in boxes in the basement.
Yeah, we do that in some boxes.
See? Yeah, I know. So, like, really, at this stage, so in terms of right first time for filing, you know, the information should be filed, it should be accessible, it should be, if possible, online. Labels, you know. So really, from a filing perspective, you have to be able to put your hand on whatever you're looking for, whenever you're looking for it. Is that okay?
And
you
see,
like,
say one of them was filing the right bullet points.
Exactly, yeah. And you're 4 minutes, so you're not going to write, you know, loads. And we don't expect you to write loads. Now, we don't expect you to, you know, write 2 words either, but, you know, credit note analysis. You know, again, the importance of analysing credit notes to know where the problems are from a resolution perspective. Record keeping, you know, and again, record keeping is kind of vague. So we're talking about cash records, invoicing, all that kind of good stuff as well. Cash allocations, again, I had a little rant about that. Just the importance of making sure that the cash is correctly allocated, the correct invoices. Otherwise, you're in all sorts of trouble. And statements, again, you know, getting the statements out on the first working day. You know, so it's common sense. I would hope you'd be able to answer that question if you never attended a lecture.
Is that what you're coming?
That question is coming up on my first time. As I say, it may or may not be those 5, but it will be 5 of the list that I've given you. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's question 6, that's question 6. Question 7 is on credit policy. So question 6 in the exam will be on credit policy. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, you know, what factors do you take into account when you're setting a policy? Or it could be, you know, what should be in a credit policy? So there is definitely a question on credit policy. So the factors of your policy, if you remember, were stuff like your margin, your turnover, the age of stock, you know, so your place in the market and all that kind of good stuff.
I've been to that
Good, yeah, well, you can do research, and I've written a million articles on all sorts of stuff, yeah. Yeah. And if I've written it, obviously I think it's right. Because I'm biased. Is that okay? So, credit policy, if you like that one, there will be a question on credit policy, so either setting it up or whatever. So question 8 then, in terms of security, no, it's not really going to be that. No, sorry, no, I wouldn't say, that's just in the mock paper. In the real paper, we're either looking at methods of collection. Do you remember we looked at different methods of collection?
Yeah, like
phone calls, emails, text messaging,
like,
knocking on doors, debt collectors, legal, all that kinds of stuff is
basically
the phone. That. Yeah, exactly.
And do you have to explain in details each? Because you can't really write too much about it.
But again, you can. So if again back to your 20 minutes. So if there are eight methods of collection, you have 3 minutes to write a sentence on each. So, you know, just short note. Again, just to show that you know and understand what this is all about and whatever. And I suppose, you know, just that you know that you understand. The only other possible question would be in terms of collection calls. Remember we spoke about collection calls. So on the call, the start, the middle, the end of the call, getting a commitment, follow up and all that good stuff. So again, you could probably write a note on how to make a good collection call if you never attended a lecture.
Is there anything about auditors?
No.
Auditors?
Tell us all about auditors then, you're not going to get any marks, but it makes you feel good to it. So, yeah, my advice is always, you know, in 4 letters, RTFQ, which is read the full question. So, read the question. Look, if it says explain, write a note, describe, you know, make sure you even underline the verb in the question in terms of what is being looked for. Is that okay? There are no trick questions. The biggest trick question was in the mock in terms of the benefits of a credit policy, and I went through that with you because it upset me when I did it before. So just make sure you answer the questions. And I have now given you all the questions that can possibly on the exam.
So that's literally them all there?
That is literally them all there. So the questions are going to be in that zone. So, for example, we covered areas like words and, you know, the positive, we nothing on that in the exam. I hope you're doing it on an ongoing basis anyway. There was other areas that we covered as well. I think, yeah, and I'm a bit disappointed about that as well. Yeah, because we can't cover everything. Like, we covered risk mitigation. Do you remember all that good stuff? And exposure, there's nothing on either on that, no.
What about the KPIs?
KPIs, nothing on that either. See, I've only 6 questions I can ask you, so I have to pick it from somewhere. So KPIs, no. Unless it comes under right first time in reporting, but, you know, it won't be a question about KPIs. So what I'm doing is I'm sort of narrowing down the 10 lectures for you. That if you're going back over your notes, there's notes. And what I would do if I were you, to be honest with you, knowing the areas that the question is going to come up in, I would probably focus on 3, maybe 4 areas, you know, to do most of your study. So look at this question. So if you learn everything there is to know about credit policy, for example, you know that's going to be a question. If you learn everything that's on right first time, you know that's going to be a question. So there's your 2 questions. So forget everything else. Like the job of an exam is to get marks. The job of doing this qualification is to get the qualification. So let's keep it as simple and focused as you possibly can. And I said, you do those two, whatever two questions you find easy, or maybe on the legal process, getting and enforcing judgments. Look, it's finite. The other area, sorry, that I did cover, that is now for general knowledge rather than examination purposes, that whole Incoterms thing, there's no questions on that either. So, okay. So you can just gloss over that completely. Now keep it somewhere in the background in case you get involved in exporting at a later part of your career and go, God, I wonder, have I still got the notes on that? So that's it. So you can ask me any questions you want now at this stage. I've given you everything you need. You have it all there. And I would give it a couple of hours over the next week. I would certainly read over your answers. If you haven't attempted the mock paper, have a go. It was a good exercise. Did you block off 2 hours to do it?
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I stopped at the end in 2 hours.
And did you have it finished?
No.
Right, okay, well then that's your challenge.
Yeah, that's my challenge.
Yeah.
So we were just saying spend too long on, you know, looking at the things instead of moving on, trying to make it balance.
Move on.
Yeah.
Honestly, move on. Once you've done it, whatever, now do the three quick sums I gave you today to see if it's something obvious. If it's not, move on.
Yeah. And it's then, very simple, what?
Of course it is.
I found it was the bank, the loan. I had the 12 in one part and then I had 120.
Yeah.
And I didn't take away the 12, so it should be 108.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. So, yeah.
I found it, yeah. I'll remember it next time.
Absolutely. So, look. You know, perfection is 100%, and obviously it's great if you do that. 80% is the distinction, so like, let's just keep it in context. And if it took you 2 hours to find that 12 grand, you only get 30 marks. So leave that at the half hour, then you go on to do your next question, leave that after half an hour, 20 minutes, and then if you're 10 minutes at the end, go back to see if you can find it. Exactly. So when I say, you know, 30 minutes gone, get ready to move on. And the other thing, sorry, and I see this all the time. Where people write question 6 and they get halfway down the page. And then they write question 7 and start answering question 7 halfway down the page under the answer to question 6. There's no scarcity of paper. You might get an inspiration halfway through and think, oh, I forgot that area. So if you finish it halfway down the page, leave the rest of the page, maybe leave the next page and start it on the page after. Like, leave yourself space that if suddenly you get a flash, say, oh, I never did that. Because it looks all, you know, if it's all squashed and, you know, and that's probably the only other bit of advice I give you as well. It helps if I can read your writing. Yeah, so I know you're in a panic and you're rushing. So it's very important. If I can't read the words. Now, it's not an English test, it's not a spelling test. Is that okay? So there'll be no marks.
Yeah. There was, you have to ask them, it's correct.
If I cannot read the words, no, we don't assume it's correct. If I can't give you marks, I can't give you marks. So as I say, in terms of spellings, there's no marks deducted for spellings, there's no marks deducted for grammar. Once I know this is a credit management exam, so what we need to make sure is that you understand the concepts of credit management. That's all that's being tested here. So if spelling is an issue, write it phonetically, that's fine. As long as I know what you mean and you're right, I will give you the marks for it. If I know what you mean and you're wrong, you get no marks. If you're wrong, I'll give you no marks. Is that okay? So just write as clearly as you can and answer a number of the questions. If there is, like in question 4 there, where there's 2 parts, make sure you've answered both parts. Because you can write the best collection letter in the world, you'll only get half marks if you don't answer the first part. So just be, and it's all very well sitting here in the cold light of day, when you're in the exam, the atmosphere when you walk into the room next week is going to be just so different. You're not going to believe that it could be the same group of people in the same room.
It's not in this room, no.
I think it's upstairs, they will send you, I asked them last week to send an email out, and what their experience in the past is that if they sent an email out today saying the exam is going to be in room 462, half the people tonight will turn up to room 462. So they said they'll wait until after tonight's lecture, and then tomorrow they will send you out the details for the exam room.
What should we take or ask for the exam?
I would take a couple of biros, just in case one runs out, and a proper calculator.
No paper
will be provided. The exam scripts will be provided. So just pens, a calculator. I recommend it when you're doing the P&L account to use a highlight marker, just to highlight the numbers, because if you cross them off, just to make sure that you've included everything. Because if you cross them out as you do them and then you get something wrong, you can't read the numbers when you come back. So just make life as easy as possible. If you're a fanatic and you want to bring a ruler to draw lines down your page, you know, there's no extra marks for lines, but it feeds your perfectionist id, whatever you have, that's fine if you want to make it nice and neat and tidy.
When did the results come out?
In
July?
I think it will be July, yeah. Yeah, now again, in the same way, I will not hang on to them, so I'll get them back in within a week or two. So that's that, and then it's up to them to get the exams out.
Sorry, I think I asked you, there's no ceremony or any of that sort of practice.
Not that I'm aware of, no, I think you just send out the cert, yeah. Yeah, I think if you're doing...
It's a 10 or something, it's in the
range for it, don't they? Again, I'm just...
No one cares about it last year.
Did she?
I actually collected it for a few weeks ago.
Hope you got a fiver.
Seven.
Yeah, so again, that's the admin. I deliver the content, I leave them to do all that. I just, you know, there's beyond my pay grade now to get involved in that sort of stuff, you know. So I will get the papers, correct them, I send them back in, they look over them, they send them over to ICM then in the UK, which is the Institute of Commercial Management, not Credit Management, as some people think it is. So it's ICM, the Institute of Commercial Management, and they verify. So what they'll be doing is, and this is back to what you said about, say, the new account application form. So when I provide the exam papers, I have to provide them with the solutions. So that form is the solution I would have provided them with. So you know, and I know, there are probably other things that could go into an application form, or there might be things in that application form that aren't applicable to you. We're in an exam situation, it's about regurgitating the information you're given. So the more things that you have on your paper that matches what they have on theirs, the more marks you're going to get. Is that okay? So that's what it's all about. Guys, I have no worries, you know, of course you're going to fly it. Yeah, and the important thing is, and I know you say it's easy for me to say, be as relaxed as possible coming in, do the work between now and then, get in here in good time, relax when you get the paper. When you get the paper, just pick the two questions that's easiest and start with the one you find easiest. And that's going to build your confidence. And once you have one, then okay, oh, maybe I could have a go with that too. The worst thing for you and for everybody is if you just get yourself so hyped up and you just have a mental block and you can't think. So if that happens to you, just stop and say, okay, let's find one question I could give a stab to. And when you get the papers 10 minutes early, so it'll be your exam, you know, you'll be given your exam paper. So if you want, when you get the exam paper, to write notes on the side, you know, feel free to do that. I will be handing out the answer pages exactly at 6:30. Yeah? So if you want to scribble notes on the paper, you can either take or leave the paper with you. That's up to you. So if you have some ideas, think, oh yeah, I know what those five are. I know what that is. and just to get your brain thinking. Find one question you find easy and do that. And then your confidence, get into the flow, then you'll be right.
Do we start at half six?
We start at half six. Now again, I would advise people to be here at 6 o'clock and earlier if possible. If you want to bring notes, you can bring notes if that helps you to relax. And what I would also say to you is then, before I hand out the papers at 20 past six, I will then just get everybody just to bring all the bags up to the front of the room, and then you sit down. So all you have on your desk is your calculator, and then I'll hand out and your pens. And I'll hand out. Now, by all means, bring a bottle. But no. No, for obvious reasons, because you could have all the notes on the phone. So no phones, no, just an old-fashioned calculator.
Maybe it's not student numbers.
I think they give you an exam number, if I remember rightly.
Exam number?
Yeah. So in terms of the student numbers, no, the last, now they've done it two or three different ways. I know for the first couple of times, it was the student number that was put down. The last time we did it, they gave you an exam number.
Yes, for your keeping notes.
Exactly, so yeah, I don't know what the exam
is.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a random number.
So just in case I have favourites or people I don't like that I give bad marks to. So as far as I know, they will give you a student number. And that's what you write on the front of the paper.
Did they email that?
They should, yeah. Yeah, no, I'll make sure with that, and we'll have that sorted by next week as well. So, as I say, yeah, it was a student, I remember the last time it was a student number, because I had no idea. It's just pages of numbers on them, so. And I suppose in fair, it's probably fair that it's anonymous. Can't be accused of having favourites. So if that's it, folks, that's it. If you have any more questions, I know it's earlier than usual, but we've covered question one and two. We've covered the other six questions. You know what to expect.
The shorter questions, is that like roughly a page for each question? Or
I would say roughly a page, yeah.
Yeah, roughly a page.
Yeah, roughly a page. Yeah, that would be a good rule of thumb. Now, obviously, quantity and quality. So yeah, I would say you'd need a page to answer it probably. Maybe, yeah, exactly. So there's lots of variables. Normal writing, I'd say around a page would be sufficient. You know, you can ask the questions in that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll switch this off now and I'll stick it up online for you later. So.